Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 at the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back at one of the great bands of all time. Just heard them in concert, and they blew us away. Really good. If you get a chance to hear their catch their act, you should do that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Bud Belanich. And he's the author of a number of books, including the new one, Success Tweets, 140 Bits of Common Sense Career Success Advice, all in 140 characters or less. Bud is the common sense guy. Bud, thanks again for hanging out with us. They can go to, give us the website, successtweets.com, is that right?
Successtweets.com, and you can actually download a free copy of the book.
A free copy of the book, we'd like that.
Yeah. Well,
hey, folks. You know,
I do my best. That's my passion in life, is helping people succeed.
There you go, folks. Think about that. It's a free copy at successtweets.com, and I've got one in my hand. I encourage you to check it out. So what are some other things that we need to know, the essence of success, Bud?
Well, as I said, Jim, or something before, I said, I think you got to get clear and you got to get committed. We've kind of talked about that. The third thing is you got to get confident, and I think it's really, you know, if you don't believe you can succeed in your business, nobody else is, and you're going to have a tough time. And one of the things that I always tell people about confidence is that you want to hang around with positive people. Mm-hmm. I just feel the positive energy when I listen to you, all the way down to the music that you play on your show when you come in and out of segments. And I think it's really important to find positive people, hang out with them. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a small business person, spend some time hanging out with people who are doing things like you, who are working just like you, who understand how hard it is
right.
to be all in on a business.
Right.
And on the other hand, what you want to do is you want to, as much as you can, get rid of the negative people.
Avoid
in your
them
life.
People. Get, that's exactly right.
And, you know, sometimes you're in your family, so that's a little tough. But you want to at least keep them at a distance. But, you know, some of the people that are negative can be very seductive. Because
there are people out there who will suck the energy right out of you.
Exactly.
They'll suck the spirit right out of you.
And you know, sometimes these are people that are seductive. They can be very funny. They're the people who can always point out what's wrong, who's screwed up.
They're kind of like, you know when you get an itch? And it feels good to scratch it. They're kind of
exactly.
like that, aren't they?
But, you know, you hang around with them like that, you become negative yourself. And if you're negative yourself, it's very difficult to start to build your business and grow your business and reach your full potential and help all the people that you can.
Well, and you know, talking about family. One of the things you can do with family is while you're hanging around with family, if they have the ability to pull you down, go ahead and hang out with them. But in your mind, you're saying, you know what? I reject everything you're saying. You don't have to say it to them. Just say, you know what? You're a good example of what I don't want to be like.
Boy, you nailed that. You are so right.
And you're just doing that. It's just a little internal game you play to keep yourself from being sucked into their whirlwind.
Exactly. And sometimes people have had a tough life and things haven't worked out real well for them and they struggle.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that you have to buy into their negativity. And, you know, my dad always used to tell me, you know, son, life's a big bouquet of SH all
yeah.
wrapped up in a red
yeah.
ribbon. And I said, you know, I said to myself one day, just like you're saying, I'm just not going to buy into that.
Yeah.
You know, I think life is a big bouquet of a lot of flowers, and that
mm-hmm.
if we work hard enough and we get to smell them and pick them and put them in our dining room when we have dinner.
Right.
And so I think that it's really important to try to distance yourself from negative people. And you're right. Sometimes you just are forced to be around them. And when you are, in your mind, just say, hey, I'm not going to be like you. I'm going to be different. I'm not going to buy into this negativity. I'm going to be a positive, confident person.
Well, I'm glad you said that, talked about that, Bud, because those are the kinds of things that you want to, the reason why I recommend people get off of the computer as much as I, you know, I use technology as much as anybody does, maybe more than most people, but still get up off your backside, go out and talk to people, meet people face to face, hang out with people who are making things happen, look at them doing what they're doing, watch them doing what they're doing, and get their energy. It's hard to get energy from someone else over the internet.
No, you're absolutely right. The internet's the worst way. Talking on the phone or doing something like we are now is a little bit better because you still feel the energy that's coming from the other person. Mm-hmm. But when you can look somebody in the eye and you can have a conversation with them and you can connect over things that you might have in common that you didn't know, you start to build these relationships. And when you build relationships, you have people who are going to be there for you that's when right. things get tough. Now, the other side of that is, I say, you want to hang around with positive people, but the best way to be able to get to hang around with positive people is to be a positive person yourself.
Right, right.
And so you need to be able to be there and willing to be there and put yourself out and do things for other people. And don't worry about if it's going to come back to you. If it does, that's great. And chances are it's going to things that you do for other folks are going to come back tenfold. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, that's okay. You have the satisfaction knowing that you helped somebody else out.
Right, exactly. I got time for one short success tweet.
Okay, which one do you want?
Pick
one. Do you have one or you want me to pick one?
Pick one quickly, yeah.
All right, here's one of my favorite ones. 81, become a lifelong learner. Half-life of knowledge is rapidly diminishing. Staying in the same place is the same as going backwards.
I like it. Lifelong learner. We know about that, don't we, folks? Hey, give us that website again, Bud.
www.successtweets.com.
Bud Belanich, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We got a lot more to learn from him. Thanks, Bud. Good job today. Come back soon.
I appreciate your time, Jim. Thanks.
See you next time. Bud Belanich, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.